This is John Floridas. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today is Sean Watkins of Nickel Creek.
I've known you since the day that I was born. You know every seam where I'm torn. You're the shot from a starting gun. You echo while I run. I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you since the day that I was born. With a face more familiar than my clothes. You show up the moment I'm alone. Telling me what to be. Telling me when to leave. I've known you since the day that I was born. Yeah, I've known you since the day that I was born. The pathway to your doorstep from mine is well worn. I've known you since the day that I was born. Nightmare life's become, where every thought is made of shame, and I forgot my real name. Yeah, I forgot my real name. Oh, but you and I are not the same. I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you since the day that I was born. Halfway to your doorstep from mine is well worn. 'Cause I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you.
This is John Floridas. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today in studio with Sean Watkins. Sean, how are you doing?
Great to be here. I love Montana, and I'm happy to be here.
We are here with Sean with a nicely well-worn Gibson guitar over there. Sean has, in addition to Nickel Creek and Nickel Creek's newest recording, Dotted Line, Sean also has a solo project, All I Do Is Lie. And as I mentioned before, I love the title. I want to talk about that. We're going to talk about Nickel Creek as well. But I want to start with the new project, the new solo project, All I Do Is Lie. Maybe before we get into the awesome title, talk about the tune we just heard.
Yeah, that was the first song that I recorded for it. I started making this record a couple years ago. It was the summer, June of 2012. And I had a group of songs that I was pretty proud of, which is, I haven't had that for a long time, you know, solo songs. And this record, I wanted it to be more sparse, and I wanted the songs to kind of stand alone. I wanted to be able to play them, you know, just me playing guitar and singing them. And I wanted that to be enough and okay. So that was sort of how I my mindset going into making this record. And this song was the first one that I recorded for it. And I kind of, you know, I was lyrically, I was kind of thinking of dealing with fear and anxiety and sort of, you know, treating it like an old friend that you don't really like anymore. And so that's kind of where that song's coming from.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to kind of go off of that a little bit. Lyrically, how would you describe your writing in general?
I don't know. I mean, I think lyrics and songs are just supposed to be heard that way as a song. And, when you listen, the listener can make whatever, judgments or take whatever meanings they want from the songs. I'm happy to talk about my inspirations and what the songs are, about, what they mean to me. But, I'm in my, late 30s now, and I feel like when I turned 30, I felt like I became a lot more comfortable with myself and just being honest, with other people and myself about who I am. And that kind of translated into my songwriting, hopefully. I'm trying to make things a little bit more plain and honest at the same time,
And you have a number of projects, to put it mildly, beyond just your solo projects and Nickel Creek. You've got Fiction Family, the Works Progress Administration. You've got the Watkins Family Hour podcast that you do with your sister. Then you also have been in the 9-year hiatus from last time you recorded with Nickel Creek. You've been doing side work with, Jackson Browne, Lyle Lovett, Dolly Parton, The Chieftains, Bela Fleck. So a lot of stuff going on. But getting back to the songwriting part of it, do you find yourself singling out particular songs for particular projects versus a solo thing?
Yeah. Sometimes you'll be writing a song and it'll sort of raise its hand, sort of say, like, I'm a, whatever song. A lot of the songs that ended up being on the Nickel Creek record were little starts that I'd had, that we'd all had. We'd had little starts that we'd kept around for years, and I kind of, there's a few that I'd kind of just like, for instance, the verse on Rest of My Life, the first song on the Nickel Creek record. I wrote that verse, or just the melody and the chords, like 5 or 6 years ago, right after Nickel Creek stopped playing. And I kind of thought it would be a cool thing for us to do, but we weren't doing anything, and it just sat around, they do, certain things lend themselves, and when it came time to write the Nickel Creek record, I was like, oh, I've got this little thing and that might be cool for us, and it ended up being a good band song. If I'm working on a particular project, when we're making the Fiction Family record, I think my writing would sort of tend to lean that way, towards, a sound that we would make as a band. I'm always writing too. Just, you're always going to need songs.
I did say that we wanted to hear the story behind the title from the album.
Oh yeah. So the record is called All I Do Is Lie. And, I've been thinking, I've been writing songs lately. It's been fun to sort of write, starting with the title, and not even really know what the song is about yet, but just I've been imagining, looking at the back of a record and seeing the song list and kind of thinking, oh wow, that's really interesting. I'd really like to hear what that song sounds like if it's called that. Tom Brousseau, a buddy of mine whose record I just helped make, I guess I produced it. He's got a bunch of amazing song titles that you read them, and one of them's called like Running from Zombies, and and he's like a acoustic folk singer, and so you just wonder like, what is that song going to be about? And so that's, it kind of made me think about that. And a lot of the songs on this record, Made for TV Movie was that way, This Will End in Tears was that way, and All I Do Is Lie, I don't know how I thought of that, but I just thought that would be a cool song title, and then it ended up being the title track of the record.
No longer attached to you, completely untied. It's easy now, moving past you. All I do is lie. Tell myself I don't want you, and I should leave you behind. I need a love that's brand new. Yeah, all getting your laughter. The color.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musician Spotlight, and we're speaking today with Sean Watkins. We would be remiss in not talking a little bit about Nickel Creek. Talk a little bit about what's going on with the group now. Obviously, you have the new recording out, Dotted Line. It's doing very well in terms of sales and popularity and stuff. And also, it just holds up so really well as a piece, you know, listening to the tracks last night. And fascinating to hear the development. I mean, obviously, you guys came out of the gates firing, you know, back when you were kids. And to hear that continue to progress over the years, mm-hmm. It's really inspiring.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we feel so fortunate to be able to be in a band where we're still having fun and really getting along and loving each other after all this time. You know, we grew up, it's weird. We were talking about this and we never really decided to be a band. We were just always playing together as kids. And then after, you know, 10 years of that, we, you know, got a record deal and then just started kind of touring and doing what we're doing now. And you know, that kind of led to, you know, we had been doing it for so long. It really led to us needing to take a hiatus and kind of go our separate ways and sort of, you know, do other things for a while. But we've always had this connection and it's always been fun to play music together. You know, and even, you know, in the 6.5 years where we weren't playing any official shows, we were hanging out and that connection was always there. Hmm. And then we, you know, we realized that this year is our 25th year as a band, and we thought that might be kind of, you know, crazy to sort of commemorate it somehow. And we decided to maybe do 25 shows and an EP. And that just kind of turned into more shows and a real record because it was so much fun to write and so easy to do it all. It seemed a little bit easier. Like we were, you know, mm-hmm. we're not trying to, you know, we've all got a lot of things that we want to do musically. And I think when we only had Nickel Creek, we were trying to fit all of our musical, you know, aspirations into that one thing. And no one band can really fulfill all these different things that you want to do musically. Hmm. But now we can just kind of let Nickel Creek be what it wants to be and not try to do anything other than what we feel like we're good at. And, yeah. and that's really freeing and fun for us.
I want listeners to just take a second and let them wrap their heads around the fact that you're talking about 25 years as a band.
Yeah.
And a few minutes ago, you mentioned you were in your late 30s.
Yeah, I was 12 when we started.
12 years old.
And yeah. Yeah, Sarah and Chris were eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
I knew it was an early start. I didn't know it was that early.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Pretty early.
Wow. What a journey. What an incredible journey you guys have had. Sean, I wanted to ask about the new Nickel Creek project, Dotted Line, and just how that came together in a number of different ways, including the material and, you know, how you take all that you bring together, put it together, and then, you know, have it make sense as an album. And do you think like that? Because, of course, things have changed now. You know, we grew up listening to albums.
Yeah.
Has that changed for you guys?
No, we like to think of things in an album way, for sure. We listen to albums all the way through, and we love the idea of one you know, continuous, you know, or, you know, a group of songs that has some, you know, some continuity to it. And so, you know, when we got together and started writing, we just showed up in New York at Chris's apartment. And we all had little song starts, you know, you got these little things you've recorded in your phone, you know, or just little things that maybe haven't developed. And you just kind of put them all out on the table and, you know, play them for each other. And, you know, certain things stick, certain things don't. And then, you know, after a couple of days of doing that, we kind of started to realize that there was something here that was sort of, you know, it had a character and personality of its own, you know, like the beginnings of what would be the record was sort of, you know, showing them, you know, beginning to show itself. And so, yeah, it kind of, you know, the more you add to something, you can kind of like, you know, things just kind of pop into place. And once they do, you can kind of see, you know, like, oh, this is sort of the direction that we're going. Or, you know, this is, you know, this group of songs has a particular vibe. You know, what else can we do, you know, that can be complementary to these? And, you know, working with Sarah and Chris, we have such a great way of communicating. And there's a shorthand that we have that is just because we've grown up together. So the writing process ends up being pretty, you know, I mean, it's like Chris always says, it's, you know, writing and making music is never easy, but it was as easy as it gets doing, you know, writing for this record.
Well, I was going to bring up the idea of the connection that must be there as people, beyond the musical aspects of it, but just the connection you have with these two people, one being your sister, obviously, but with Chris, I mean, you can't replace 25 years of that kind of connection.
No, it's family. And, you know, sometimes you fall out of, you know, you've known someone for a long time, but you come back together and hang out with them and you feel like you don't really know them at all. You know, that could be the case, but with us, it just isn't. We feel more connected than we did before for some reason. And that's really special and kind of, I don't know if we expected it to be that way.
Sean, you're a part of so many different projects, even beyond Nickel Creek, and we've talked about several of those as we've done the interview here, you know, including your solo projects, including the other bands, the sideman work. All of these projects are just absolute first rate. I'm always fascinated by, there seems to be like a group of musicians kind of in that sort of roundabout way related to bluegrass and extended, you know, the Edgar Meyers, the Bela Flecks, the Sam Bushes, you know, how you guys are able to, and your sister certainly very much as well, how you're able to keep all these things balanced, both creatively and just keep your head focused and, you know, just keep yourself grounded as a person, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we like to be, I know, Sarah always says this, that everyone should be in more than one band. And I think that's really true. You know, even if it's, you know, you're in a band and you're doing something solo, I think it's healthy. It's good to have two different outlets. And it's just good to, you know, exercise your brain that way. And, you know, in the last 6.5 years, I did do a lot. You know, we did two Fiction Family records and the Works Progress Administration, which sort of started out as being just a boutique record that I was making with friends in L.A. And then we ended up doing some shows and touring it. You know, and also my sister and I, you mentioned earlier, we have a monthly residency at this place in Los Angeles called Largo at the Coronet Theater. And, it's called the Watkins Family Hour. And, Sarah and I, we've been doing it for 12 years and, she and I host it. We've got a band, an amazing band, four musicians. And then we have lots of, you know, special guests. Some of them are regulars, you know, Jackson is one of them. That's how we've gotten to, you know, really get to play with him a lot over the years and know him. Fiona Apple is another one. And we've got this podcast. And sometimes there's comedians, and it's kind of a musical variety show of sorts. Yeah. And that, you know, that's something that we started in the thick of middle, you know, of Nickel Creek touring back in the, you know, 8 years ago, right? 9 years ago, kind of, you know, in between our second and third record. And we were just touring nonstop and playing these same songs, which are great, but we really needed an outlet, a place to play, you know, new songs or try out things, experiment. And we just got an opportunity to start doing this, you know, a monthly show at this little, it used to be a little pub, and now it's a theater. They moved to a theater, and it's been great for that. You know, it's been really challenging, you know, having to, you know, learn new songs and work up new material each month and teach a bunch of people it too. It's a labor of love, but it's definitely a labor.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a podcast. You can find it on online, wherever you find podcasts. Yeah.
Sean, with all the stuff that you do musically, you know, it doesn't sound like you have time for anything else, but I'm sure you must. What kind of stuff do you do when you're not playing music?
You know, I love to get in the ocean. I grew up in San Diego, and I try to get out and even if I just swim around, you know, but get out there. And I also love, you know, go on hikes, hang out with friends, drink coffee. But I do a lot of what I do is just play music work on stuff at my house, producing a couple little projects right now. But yeah, I get out in the world. I love food, and I think I have a balanced lifestyle. I'll play a song now that I, a friend of mine in Los Angeles, where I live, and I were asked to write a song for a movie, which is an exciting thing to be asked. And it was, you know, they emailed us in the morning, people that were making this movie, or somebody who was in charge of music for it, at least, emailed and said, you know, we've got a particular scene. There's some music in this particular scene. But we can't afford it, so we're wondering if you guys could write something that's like it. And the music was a Pearl Jam song. It's strange. It was like an acoustic finger-picky type of kind of a mellower thing. Which just seemed like a strange, you know, proposition, but we were happy to try. So we worked on it all day. We kind of emailed back and forth. We were in separate places and ended up with this song and sent it to them, and they said that they loved it. It was perfect, but ended up not using it.
But
yeah, that's how it goes a lot of times. But I got a song out of it.
Wave as we run like love's vagabonds. And I'm a stubborn man, but I'm folding my hand. You're the only place I call home, and I will learn to let it go. Saying so long feels backwards and wrong, like the moon ruling the sun. There's songs left unsung through every heart and hill I roam. You're the only peace I've known. Every heart and hill I roam, you're the only peace I've known.
SeanWatkins.com is Sean's personal website. I'm going to make sure listeners know that it is SeanWatkins, SeanWatkins.com, and of course, NickelCreek.com as well. Sean, thanks so much for making time to speak with us here on Musician Spotlight.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And I love that little note of exclamation there. Nice. Excellent. Excellent. Thanks so much for making time to be on the program, and good luck down the road. Hopefully we get a chance to chat again.
Yes, please.
This is John Floridas. You've been listening to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today has been Sean Watkins. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. You can also find us online at our own website, musicianspotlight.org, as well as on Facebook. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites, as well as from iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.